Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our high nearing 89. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. More scattered showers into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with a high of 81, and showers continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Governor Kelly has signed a proclamation declaring September 19th Kansas Voter Registration Day. Libraries and community organizations will host events to encourage voter registration as a part of Governor Kelly's proclamation starting on the 19th. Reference librarian at the State Library, Leah Grote, attended a federal training talking about NVRD, National Voter Registration Day. Since 2012, NVRD has registered more than 5 million people on the particular holiday. Reference Librarian Grote said that she thought that Kansas should have an initiative like that too, and that she's worked to build a webpage with information and resources that Kansans need to register to vote and host their own registration drives. Kansas voters can visit the state library on KVRD to register or check on registration and grab NVRD stickers in English, Spanish, and Vietnamese while they're available. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When hurricane winds are gusting? When floodwaters reach your door? Or a blizzard blocks all the roads? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
My goal is to live to be 100 and still be on the court. Do it now or never. Just being active and living your dream, I guess.
Those were just the voices of a couple of women that play in the 3-on-3 Granny Basketball League at the Topeka YMCA. Nothing was going to stop these ladies from being on the court one final time in the final day of the 2023 Senior Games. These ladies are using basketball to stay active even in their later years.
If you don't know when you were brought into the world, you didn't have any control of that, but you can kind of slow down the control at the end.
That audio from WIBW. In other news, game wardens have helped rescue a pelican injured after the storms in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks say that they rescued the recent storm victim from Redford after a few residents located the pelican within city limits. The pelican was taken to a rehabilitation facility for further evaluation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. A fundraiser held annually honors an Omaha Marine killed in Kabul, but there are still questions regarding his death, along with many others. Corporal Dagan Page was 23 years old when suicide bombers in Afghanistan killed him and 12 other U.S. service members in 2021. Marine Sergeant Tyler Fargus Andrews says that he was never interviewed by the U.S. government regarding the Kabul bombings, but he may have had some answers to an investigation. Greg Page talks to KSNB Local 4 about the consistent uncertainty surrounding his son's death.
That one's been weighing on us for quite a while because we've known that. We found out that the investigation didn't include some of those people that had that information. We want the truth, and when that's not happening, you kind of feel like it's incomplete, like you didn't get everything that you need to do to be able to move forward.
The two-day golf scramble included a concert, silent auction, and parachuters to honor the service and life of Dagan Page. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will meet again with the architect, construction manager, and financial advisor, this time to reconsider locating a new jail at a county-owned site east of Marysville. Alternate plans were considered at a site in the 1300 block of Broadway, just east of the current jail facility. Estimates for demolition, site preparation, and design changes, however, could run some $1 million, prompting the reconsideration. Funding for the proposal is yet to be determined after voters rejected a previous lease purchase arrangement at the East Marysville site near Kennequip on a recall petition. Concerns with that location were expressed during public meetings. Commissioners have discussed submitting a half-cent sales tax for a vote and reached out to communities for approval of interlocal agreements that would revert such proceeds to the county. Washington County Commissioners agreed to terms with a consulting firm to outline options and cost estimates for establishing a countywide ambulance service. Short and long-term choices would be included with a 3 to 6 month timeline for completion. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin an emergency bridge repair in Washington County on K-148 over the Little Blue River about 4.5 miles south of U.S. 36. A temporary traffic signal will direct a single 11-foot lane through construction at a reduced speed. Drivers on K-148 should expect brief delays through late October when work is to be completed by reconstruction of Salina on the $280,000 project. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day generated 473 gifts to 23 funds, totaling well over $92,000. Letting contributions and number of donors by the Blue Rapids Museum with over $18,000 from 67 gifts. Blue Rapids Action Team raised over $8,000 and Blue Rapids Library $7,000. Valley Heights Booster Club was second high in number of contributions with 44 and the library 41. The full leaderboard is on the organization website BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. $70,000 in matching funds from the Patterson Foundation, as well as mail-ins yet to be tallied, will bolster the final totals. Doug Renier of Wetmore was appointed by the USD 113 Prairie Hill School Board to fill the unexpired term of Alyssa Bloom, who resigned the position 4 in March after closure of the Wetmore School. Renier will serve until January, when the winner of the November election will take the seat for the remaining 2 years of the term. Gage County authorities are reporting scammers who are pretending to be law enforcement in efforts to get money. Caller ID may indicate a local number, perhaps the sheriff's office, but this is false information. A recent request for funds or the victim would go to jail was a scam, and the public is advised to be wary of such calls, which should be reported to authorities. Sue Ann Morris, age 73, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sue Ann Morris. Douglas D. Cruzy, age 70, of Palmer, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial, September 26th, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Private interment at the St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio at a later date. Christy Anders, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Doug Cruzy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger with baked beans, sliced carrots, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, cornbread, pasta salad, asparagus, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Constitution Week, commemorating the signing of the Constitution of the United States. Did you know the Constitution does not give the right to have cases heard by a jury of my peers? The Constitution does not have the word separation of church and state. Somewhere in it, the only crime that is defined in the Constitution is treason. Specifically, it's adhering to or giving comfort to the enemies of the United States. The Constitution neither prohibits nor encourages the president or vice president to be from the same party. Study the amendments, the Bill of Rights, know your Constitution. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers may continue into Wednesday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And more showers continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some rain throughout the afternoon Thursday, partly sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms do pick up throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. These showers continue all day Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More rain Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, record high on this date 100, the average low 56 and the record low 32. Sunrise this morning 7:12, sunset this evening at 7:31. 70 this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
The D lifts Pittsburgh. Cleveland loses Chubb. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Steelers were underdogs heading into their home tilt with the division rival Browns. Fourth quarter.
Watson under center. Steelers showing blitz. Long count. Play action fake. He's back.
There's and Alex. The ball is out and the Steelers yes. Pick it up. And there's T.J. Watt running for the end zone. Steelers with the touchdown.
The call on the Steelers radio network. T.J. Watt's first career touchdown was the game winner. 26-22 Steelers the final. Browns running back Nick Chubb suffered a likely season-ending knee injury in the second quarter. Saints, Panthers, and Carolina.
First and goal at the two. Brings Foster Morrow in motion. Tony Jones has it, cuts back, and Tony Jones scores his second touchdown of the game.
Call on the Saints radio network. Tony Jones Jr., promoted from the practice squad, scored twice. Saints down the Panthers 20-17. To the baseball pennant races, down two to the Astros in the top of the ninth at Houston. The Orioles' Cedric Mullins came to the dish with two on.
There's a fly ball right field deep. Back goes Tucker on the track, looking it back. Mullins has done it again! It is an 8-7 Orioles lead.
The call on WBAL, and that was the final 8-7 O's. Phillies Braves in Atlanta, top six. Kyle Schwarber extending the Phils lead.
0-1 pitch, swung on.
Crushed. Way back to right field. Headed over top of the chop house. That cleared everything.
Call on WIP. Phillies beat the Braves 7-1. Brewers, Cardinals in St. Louis. Redbird shut out the Brew Crew 1-0. Adam Wainwright notching his 200th career win. The Dodgers beat the Tigers 8-3. Reds top the Twins 7-3. Mets edge the Marlins 2-1. Marlins shut out the A's 5-0. Red Sox double up the Rangers 4-2. College football, Michigan State began the process of firing head football coach Mel Tucker for unprofessional and unethical behavior. This is Rich Cantu. AB's
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several pickups in on trade, including a like-new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. It's a Z71 edition, a local trade-in. They have a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive, also a one or no local trade, and a 2017 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive, Z71, with under 38,000 actual miles. Used pickups in on trade, plus new Chevys as well, at the Nordis Motor Company.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, September the 19th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Tuesday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, we walk by the butter display, always do, two or three times at the Kansas State Fair. And this year, boy, are the people out here watching. And they think I'm going to be doing this. Sarah Pratt, how are you, Sarah?
Good. Hi, Larry.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cumming, Iowa.
Oh, that's butter country, too. Is this real butter?
This is real butter. Salted, sweet cream butter.
Wow. How much do you use?
We have about 800 pounds total to use. And now this that I'm using today is old butter. We reuse it every year. But the dairy farmers of Kansas did donate 300 new pounds this year. So we're going to be adding that to the sculpture as well.
What's this going to be?
This is going to be Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart. Why?
Well, 100 years ago, she got her pilot's license. And she did so many great things. But that's what
100 years ago this year.
100 years ago this year, she got a pilot's license.
And we still don't know everything we need to know about her.
There's so much mystery she left, right?
How many years have you been doing this?
I've been sculpting butter since 1991, but I've been here at the Kansas State Fair since 2016.
Well, welcome. Glad you're here, my friend. People love you.
Oh, they're so glad to
they
be
They like you. Watch you working, too. Thank you for letting me in here.
Absolutely. Come back and we'll put you to work.
Okay, I might, don't hold your breath. Well, just a few feet from that butter display. Look at this deal. How'd you like that in your garden? Holy Toledo, they're not good for anything except having fun, looking at them. And winning prizes for being the largest. These are what I call gourds, and I don't think that's not a legal right name. See you again.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Producers have the ability to help reduce spreading weeds from field to field during harvest. K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster says why keeping weed control in mind this time of year can be helpful to farmers in the future.
One of the things that separates weeds from some of the other pests that we have to manage in crops is that weeds have a seed bank that doesn't go away. And so if we think about managing the weed seed bank, that can help us get ahead and rely less on herbicides or other tools the next year. So harvest and fall is really a good time to try to get a handle on weed management.
If there are plants with viable seeds, Lancaster shares what producers need to make sure they don't do.
It's safe to say that if you see female plants in the field at this time of year, if they have black seed on them, that seed is going to be viable. And so there's lots of things we can do to try to, A, maybe make that less of a problem in that particular field for next year, and B, not spread them around to make them a problem in other fields.
She reviews steps that can be done to help reduce the likelihood of spreading weeds across fields.
Probably the best thing that a farmer can do in terms of weed management right now is to just not spread the problem. And I know that, you know, there's two times a year you don't mess with your farmers, and that's planting and harvest, right? You don't want to slow things down at those two times. But taking a few minutes to just throw a leaf blower in your, like, your pickup that pulls your header trailer, or, you know, someplace in a grain truck. And when you move from field to field, if you're taking that header off, it doesn't take that much more time to get a leaf blower out. And really pay attention around the feeder house and places like that where those weed seeds can get hung up and then go, you know, drop off the combine someplace else and create problems. Other things to think about, they can get hung up on tires or axles of pickups or grain trucks or whatever that's also in the field. And so just being cognizant of where you're driving those things so that you're not putting yourself in a position to get them hung up on your trucks and your equipment to move them from place to place. There is a more detailed cleaning routine that farmers can go through if they want to get every last weed seed, for example, if they know they have a herbicide-resistant problem in a field or something of that nature.
That was Kansas State University weed management specialist Sarah Lancaster with why weed management during harvest needs to be kept in mind by producers. Taking the time to be cautious of it now could help save time in the future when trying to control weeds. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Squirrels are busy gathering stockpiles of food for the winter. We will share a few fun facts about those industrious critters today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 19th, the 262nd day of the year. TV host Jimmy Fallon has a birthday, and John Keats finished his Ode to Autumn on this day in 1819. If you've ever studied squirrels as they go about their fall preparations, you may have noticed how they will rub a nut or acorn on their cheek before burying it. They do this to attach a scent to the food, which they can locate months later with their incredible sense of smell. But squirrels need much more than nuts for a balanced diet. They also feed on plants and fruits. And to keep those choppers strong, they get calcium from deer antlers, bones, and turtle shells. And if you believe in weather lore, remember this one. Squirrels gathering nuts in a flurry will cause snow to gather in a hurry. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. 70, a little warmer than we've become accustomed to this hour. Highs around 80 on tap for today. Scattered chance for showers starts to move in and continues the remainder of this week.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Houses on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's
have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness. You take away all my sadness. You ease my troubles. That's what you do. For the morning sun and all its glory bring some faith, hope and comfort too. You fill my heart with laughter. You take away and make it better. You ease my troubles, that's what you do, yeah. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun.
to the one, yeah, to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? No. You fill my heart with gladness. You take away all my sadness. You ease my troubles, that's what you do. Above you, you fill my heart with gladness. You take away all my sadness. You ease my troubles. That's what you do.